Crystal Lewis going back a little old school. People get ready. WWIB, it's 5:45. Get ready for school. Get ready for work. And nowadays that might mean for virtual. Who knows what it means, actually. But we're doing better on COVID, and that's good. And Jason Kanz is up and at him. You know, I don't think all these mornings have been doing this for, you know, 14 months. I've never, like, you never overslept, so that's good.
That's true. I thought maybe a month ago, a couple weeks ago, I thought I was going to oversleep, but I still made it in plenty of time.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, Heather was talking with her brother last night, who's in Texas, and I was going to bed at, I don't know, 8:30 or something like that, and he asked her, does that mean I need to let you go? And she's like, no, Jason just goes to bed early. He gets up early and works on some writing. And
okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. All right, well, we want to get to your love for reading and writing, particularly the reading aspect, which I haven't counted the number of authors on that whole deal that you posted about authors who you've read much or all of what? How many is it? Is it like 30 or something or what?
Maybe okay. 20.
Maybe 20.
30, I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't counted either.
So. All right. Yeah, maybe. I was overestimating. Well, okay, let's start off, though. It is Lent, and it is, I don't know, is this the first Tuesday of Lent? I guess so. Okay. So A Path to Wholeness, our Lenten devotion, and you got our summary today.
Yeah, I'm actually going to read the whole thing this morning. It's kind of a short little one. So it's called The Burned Over Place, and the person writes, Russell Levinson, the author, writes, a clergy friend of mine told me of a time when two of his church members were duck hunting in South Georgia. They were trapped by the onset of a fast-moving brush fire. They saw no means of escape until one of them came up with an idea. He took a match and started a much smaller fire around them, and after a few minutes, the two of them were sitting in the middle of a black circle where the brush under their feet had already been burned. They covered their mouths with wet cloths and waited for the oncoming blaze. The runaway fire moved right around them. Fire cannot pass where things have already burned. Among Isaiah's many writings are included several images of the suffering servant, foreshadowing the death of Jesus for the sin of all humankind. Jesus' act was act of making sinful people righteous is called justification. What it means in practical terms is that Jesus burned a circle around us so that a fire of sin will not consume us. We are justified, reconciled, and made right with God through Jesus' burning love on the cross. That does not mean we're free from the consequences of our sin, but it does mean that we are pronounced not guilty.
Wow. Yeah, that's
and
good.
So, yeah. You know, and I think that's a good reminder for us that we are free from the burden of sin because of what Christ accomplished.
Read the sentence again about Jesus burned a fire around us. Read that sentence.
Yeah, see if I can find it again.
Jesus.
Okay, so what it means in practical terms is that Jesus burned a circle around us so the fire of sin will not consume us. We are justified and reconciled.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's along the lines of the loved and forgiven message from yesterday.
Right, exactly. Okay. And again, I think we have to keep coming back to that message. So.
Yeah. Well, you called yourself in a Facebook post over the weekend a confessed book glutton. I call you our designated reader. Like, let's get Jason to read it. Maybe he's already read it. So you talk about these authors, and I love the journey. I just loved this post. And so let's start off. One of the authors that really connected with you in high school, Stephen King.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't even know what was going on that when I first started reading. I read a book of his called The Talisman, which was kind of a fantasy novel. And he's just such a good writer. Even if he writes about some dark things, he really is an engaging writer. And I think I fell in love with writing at that point. I haven't read much of his in the last few decades, but I think that was a huge factor in developing my love for the written word.
Did you ever read King's book? He wrote a book on writing. Did you ever read that?
I did. I've read it a couple of times. It's excellent. It's probably, and I think most people would agree with this, one of the more important books about writing.
Huh, interesting.
About the writing craft. You know, I think that Bird by Bird by Anne Lamott.
Mm-hmm. I've got that one from the library. I've got that book now, which is excellent. And then also Julia Cameron, anything she's done too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, we'll start there. Tomorrow it's your college writers that you really like, James Patterson and Jeffrey Deaver, and there's a whole long list after that. So this is fun,
Perfect. And
we'll talk to you tomorrow.
We are joined now by a friend from Feed My People. Susie Haugli is with us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Susie, thank you for joining us and talking about Empty Bowls coming up. It's your largest fundraiser of the year, looking a little bit different for 2021, but still hoping the community will support a vital need.
Yes, we are so excited to be able to still have this fundraiser, and we are looking forward to having it in a different way. Like you mentioned, it's going to be drive-through all next week.
All right, so explain how that works. Now, again, my family and I have been to the Empty Bowls a number of times, and I think a number of years in the past you've been at Florian Gardens. So when you say drive-through, explain that.
Yeah, so this year tickets are going to be sold online ahead of time. So right now they're on sale, and tickets are only going to be for bowls. And so when you purchase a bowl ticket, next week you will come to Feed My People Food Bank, and we'll have a drive-through set up at certain times of the week, and then you come through and volunteers will be handing you a gift bag as a thank you. It's going to include that special handcrafted bowl that has been created by many different artists in our area, and then it's also going to include a booklet that contains coupons from local food vendors that have typically, you know, made that meal like you mentioned in years past, and it's also going to include some recipes from local chefs as well.
And so, Susie, one of the big differences this year is normally Empty Bowls is a single-day event, but it's extended for the whole week, correct?
It is, yes. So certain times of the week, so March 1st, March 2nd, March 4th, 5th, and even on Saturday. So we're hoping that any time, if you are wanting to support it, that there's a time available for you to come on out to Feed My People.
So, when you, again, at Feed My People, on the west side of Eau Claire, and your nice expanded new facility, which... Boy, God had to be leading you there, because some people wondered, why do you need that much space? And you sure have needed it, I know. But what are the specific hours where people can drive by and get their bowl?
Yes. So like you mentioned, we're so fortunate to have the building that we do. We really have seen an increased need in our area from the pandemic. And so we're so grateful to be able to have this fundraiser, to be able to support families. But like you mentioned, so it's going to be Mondays, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week. And the reason why we're not having it on a Wednesday is because that's when we have our community grocery distribution every week. So if you are in need, that's when you can come, is on a Wednesday. And those specific times, as far as when to come to the food bank, that will be sent in a receipt for you.
Susie, I think it's important we touch on as well that, again, Empty Bowls is Feed My People's largest fundraiser of the year. And, again, looking a little different this year, but hoping the community will support. The reason why this is even more vital this year is because in 2020 you saw a 27% increase in food insecurity in the communities that you serve. Talk about how large that really is.
That is huge, and it really signifies that, you know, there's a lot of families that are experiencing food insecurity, and we've heard a lot of comments, not just from folks coming to our food bank, but also a lot of our partners in 14 counties around West Central Wisconsin, that a lot of these families are experiencing it for the first time through no fault of their own. There's been a lot of economic disruption, job loss, et cetera. And so we're hearing so much gratefulness, so much thankfulness. A lot of families who never thought they'd be in this situation or meet in a position to need food before, and they're so grateful that their community has their back, that they're able to come to, you know, a place, a pantry, whatever, to be able to receive food and just be able to get on with their lives and put food on the table.
Susie, we so appreciate you and all of the team, the staff and the volunteers, and we love working with you. And so, again, all the best there. Give just kind of a final word of what people need to do to, because they need to kind of register for the bowl before they pick it up, right?
Yes. Correct. Yeah, just head to our website, fmpfoodbank.org. There's a link right there to get your tickets for Empty Bowls. And then from there, you choose your option, whether you want a traditional bowl ticket or a signature bowl ticket. There's two different types of gift packages that you can get. And then you just come on out to Feed My People. The details will be all there.
Terrific. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys so much, too.
All right. Those bowls are just so creative.
They are. Again, we still have ours from the last Empty Bowls event, too, and looking forward to seeing, again, some of the beautiful handcrafted bowls. And, again, those signature ones, I believe they actually did a special contract with a group out of St. Paul to make even more beautiful bowls this year, as Empty Bowls looks a little bit different, but still very much in need of your support March 1st through the 6th. And as Susie mentioned, fmpfoodbank.org for Feed My People to learn more.
So Aaron Rodgers is engaged. And Caleb, it came out at the NFL Awards, and people were kind of surprised, right? Because he talked about what had happened in the last year and that he'd got engaged.
Yeah.
And so his fiance is actress Shailene Woodley, and she was on with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show last night, and here's just a bit.
I keep reading that you are engaged to football great Aaron Rodgers. And is that true? Are congratulations in order?
I mean, I've been reading that too, which is kind of, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yes, we are engaged. We are engaged. But for us, it's not new news, you know? So it's kind of funny. Everybody right now is freaking out over it. And we're like, yeah, we've been engaged for a while.
I love that.
Yeah, we got engaged a while ago. And it's been, he's, first of all, just a wonderful, incredible human being. But I never thought I'd be engaged to somebody who threw balls for a living. Like, I never thought as a little girl, I was like, yeah, when I grew up, I'm going to marry someone who throws balls. Yeah. But he's really just so good at it. And
he really knows how to throw a ball. Yeah.
He can throw fastballs. He can throw slow balls, high balls, low balls. When I first met him, I think my dog like pulled me aside and was like, if you don't date this dude, I will disown you as my mother, because the 3 feet that I run with you when you throw a ball is nothing compared to the marathon I'm able to run with him.
I can't even imagine. I mean, he's honestly, he's been on the show a bunch of times, so please give him our best. He's one of the greatest players to ever play the game. Have you spent much time in Green Bay, and are you a football fan?
I still have never been to a football game because we met during this wacky time, and all the stadiums were closed that he was playing in, so I've yet to go to a football game. And before I met him, I'd never seen one football game before. I didn't really grow up with sports, especially American sports. It was never really on my radar. And so when we met also, like, I knew he was a football guy, but I didn't know like what kind of a football guy he was.
Oh,
and I'm still constantly learning. I'm still like, oh wow. You know, friends would be like, you got to watch his YouTube greatest, or you got, and I was like, I don't get it. He's good. He's
yeah,
great.
He's
like,
really
I don't understand.
That's so funny.
Cause I don't know him as a football guy. I know him as like the nerd who wants to host Jeopardy. You know, like that's the dude I know.
He loves Jeopardy. I love
he
that.
He just happens to also be very good at sports.
She is not a football fan at all.
And very open about it, too. Yeah. Well, we wish them the absolute best.
Yeah. And Aaron, it did come out in the last day or so. Aaron's going to host 10 episodes of Jeopardy in April.
Yeah, yeah. So we even have some clips, I think, of when he was a player mm-hmm. on Jeopardy before, too, and won the whole thing. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, terrific stuff.